going to fill this vacuum if no one's in control?
Well, the ceasefire calls for a committee of Palestinian technocrats to run Gaza on an interim basis. Egypt's foreign minister says there is now a list of 15 people, and he says the names have been approved by Hamas and Israel. However, the names haven't been announced, and it's not clear when they'll take over or how much authority they'll have to take care of things like healthcare, education, water, electricity, coordination with aid groups. And Alyssa, as you know, the needs are staggering, and this committee certainly won't have many resources to work with.
Would they be in charge of Gaza's security?
So it seems they'll likely play a role, though we really don't have any clarity. Right now, the Hamas civilian police, armed with guns, have returned to the streets. And these Hamas policemen have been in deadly shootouts already with some Palestinian clans, which are essentially armed gangs. So the security situation is very volatile. Now, Egypt says it's training about 5,000 new Palestinian policemen for Gaza. This training has been taking place in recent weeks in Egypt. It's not clear when these new policemen might come to Gaza and if Hamas will accept this new authority.